Hello, and welcome to the June Diversity Newsletter. Power in numbers. Pass it on. A word from Jamie. Hi all, welcome to our latest newsletter. The weather is glorious, yet deadly, and world events seem to get more worrying day by day. Closer to home, the struggle for basic rights and justice has yet again come to the fore. Stories of delays and cuts to disability workplace support are in the news. The implications are frightening. Sticking together and allyship has never been more important. We must all use our voice to speak up for what is right. Tom Rylas at BAP, in collaboration with Access All Areas, has compiled a brilliant set of resources on access to work reforms and the arts sector to help you shape your submission. Underneath is a button which says read the briefing and get informed, and that will click you to the website that just mentioned. The government's Pathways to Work Green paper sets out further proposed changes to benefits and employment support. Deadline to respond is 30th of June. Again, underneath is an orange button with submit your views here. So, of course, have a lovely summer and do what you can to ensure equity for everyone. Jamie Bedard, Joint Artistic Director. And in that piece, there is a picture of Jamie to the right with the black background with one hand up. He's wearing a checkered shirt and he's looking straight at the camera. Next article. Have your say. Arts Council England review. Open call for evidence. Arts Council England is under independent review. Now's your time to speak up about what the Arts Council means to you. Whether you're a freelance artist, part of a community group, an audience regular, or work within the arts sector, your voice matters. Complete the survey now. You don't need to fill in the survey in one hit. You can close the window and return via the same link. It'll pick up where you left off. Deadline for responses, midday on the 30th of June, 2025. And underneath is an orange button which says start your survey, and that will click you out to that survey. On the left is an image of a creative exploration for what I am worth at the Point Eastleigh, where there are a group of people looking at each other. Two people at the very forefront of the image are looking intensely at each other in their eyes. One is crouching, the other is sat in a wheelchair. And over the top of that image is the Arts Council England logo. Next article. Opening doors. Harry Bassett on creativity, collaboration and finding his identity with diversity. From a chance meeting at an airport to composing for circus, performing on national tours and playing Glastonbury with Power Orchestra, Harry Bassett's path has been anything but ordinary. As a wheelchair user and disabled artist, Harry's story is a powerful example of what happens when an artist is welcomed, supported and trusted to thrive. In our latest blog, Harry reflects on finding his voice, breaking barriers and how Diverse City's inclusive approach helped shape the artist and advocate he and create the advocate that he is today. And underneath again is an orange button which will click through to his article. On the left is an image of Harry during an Extraordinary Bodies workshop. He is in his wheelchair and he is looking away from the camera at other people in the room, and he is mid-flow by the looks of it in a conducting activity. He looks happy and he has a cap on his head. Next article. A big thank you to Skinner's School. A massive shout out to the brilliant charity fundraising students and staff at the Skinner's School. They raised over £80 for diversity from their Cultural Appreciation Day. Every pound is vital to our work, championing inclusive and accessible art experiences. And we're so grateful. I'm Georgie, Development Manager at Diversity, and I'm also the one reading this to you right now. And I wanted to say a huge personal thank you. It means a lot to see young people getting involved and standing up for creativity and inclusion. Feeling inspired? If you or your school, college or workplace are raising money to donate to Diversity, I'd love to hear from you. Whether it's through a fundraising event, performance or creative idea, get in touch and let's make it happen. Drop me a line at georgie@diversity.org.uk or give me a call 0784 344 7905. Next article. Inclusion in Action, Claire's Week of Changemaking. And there is a picture of Claire looking bright and summery, straight at the camera. She sat on a train. She's got sparkly bits on her face, just around her eye. And she's got spiky blonde and brown hair. And she's smiling. Our joint artistic director, Claire Hodgson, recently shared highlights from a week immersed in creativity, community and conversation. The week began with the launch of Weymouth and Portland's Town of Culture, beautifully opened by the team at B-Side at the newly restored High Angle Battery. Claire reflected on the power of seeing this historic site transformed and made accessible for the first time. Diversity is proud to have supported B-Side's commitment to access over the years. We celebrate their continued leadership. And underneath is a picture of the High Angle Battery space, which is in a beautiful landscape with grass hills around it and a dramatic sunlight. Claire then joined the Changemakers event hosted by the Arts Development Company, exploring the next phase of doing things differently, a bold county-wide call for 100 organisations to each take one tangible step towards greater inclusion. She shared thoughts on the deep interconnection between inclusion and climate justice. "Watch this space," says Claire, "as these conversations evolve. If you're working in Dorset and want to be part of something truly different, we'd love to hear from you." And underneath is an orange button with "get in contact," and that will lead you to our email address so you can email us. Next article. View from the Soapbox. Wrapped in Possibility, from Kilburn to the Stage. Growing up, Jamie Baddard never imagined a life in the arts. The expectations placed on disabled people in the 1980s were painfully narrow, until two unexpected moments changed everything. From a surreal community arts project involving greenhouses and wrapping paper, to landing a film role opposite Ian Dury, Jamie reflects on the serendipitous path that led him to Grey Eye, political awakening, and decades of creative activism. But today, hard-won progress is under threat. Underneath is a picture of Jamie and the cast from The Elephant Man at the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School. And Jamie is in his wheelchair at the front of the stage, looking out in a brown trousers and top, and the cast are behind him, and they're all wearing brown trousers with white shirts and braces, and they are leaning back with their arms in the air. And then underneath that picture is a button, which an orange button, which says "Read Jamie's story," and that will link you out to the longer blog post so you can read the whole thing. Underneath is a picture of the Earth Wheels Air sharing event, which happened in Plymouth earlier this year. And underneath that is the next article, which says, "Let's smash the mold together." Tired of the same old stories getting airtime? Yeah, us too. We're rewriting the script. We're platforming new, bold, brilliant artists who've been sidelined. We're telling stories that challenge the norm, making work that touches the heart, and creating spaces where everyone is seen and heard. But making change takes guts, glitter, and yep, money. If you've ever cheered for justice, laughed at a show that made you think, or wanted to shake things up for the better, this is your moment. Give just £4 today, and we promise to support marginalised artists, take centre stage, run workshops that grow confidence and creative fire, turn up the volume on stories that rarely get heard. That's less than a fancy coffee and way more satisfying. And underneath that is an orange button, and it says, "Chip in £4 now." And if you click on that, it will take you to the CAF donation page. And underneath that, it says, "Big or small, your donation helps get more people in, on, seen and heard in the performing arts. And we would love your donation if you can today." And then lastly, it says, "Pass it on. If this newsletter made you smile, think, or fired up, share it. Forward it to a friend, a colleague, your nan, or someone who believes the arts should belong to everyone. Thanks for being part of our story. Let's keep allyship strong." And thank you for reading this newsletter. Until next time, bye.